The U.S. Capitol reopened to public tours today for the first time since shortly after September 11th. The reopening is a small bright spot in what's been a dismal autumn for Washington, D.C. The city's economy has been hit hard by a drop in tourism since the terror attacks. The White House and other national monuments remain closed, and many other sites are circled by fences and barricades. While city leaders say extreme security measures are keeping tourists away, no local officials dispute the need for tighter security. NPR's Cynthia Johnston reports.
On a typical day before September 11th, the steps of the Capitol would echo with sound. The rumble of tour buses idling at the curb, the barking of teachers herding lines of giggling school children, the clicking of cameras as families posed for photos in front of the white marble steps. But this week, the steps of the Capitol sounded more like this. A handful of tourists occasionally stopped by. They'd peer up at the dome, snap a few pictures, and move on. Andy Knight and his wife were visiting from England. He says they were surprised to see so few people.
It was total shock when we actually, the first thing we saw was the White House, and we had visions of it being a bit like Buckingham Palace, where there's, you know, loads of people out the front, and we were like the only two. And we thought, you know, maybe it's because it's about 9 o'clock, maybe it's because we were early, but as the day went on, we realized that everywhere we went was just so quiet and empty.
The Capitol is surrounded by concrete barriers and chain-link fences. So are the White House and many of the Smithsonian museums. Hundreds of police officers and National Guard troops are on patrol. That makes many visitors feel safer. But local officials and business leaders say it's keeping more people away. Eleanor Holmes Norton represents Washington, D.C. in Congress.
People have gotten the message ever since the House closed down for a while. Ever since September 11th, ever since the anthrax scare, that, hey, this must not be a safe place to come. We've got to be proactive in making the opposite point by opening the place up and saying, you all come.
But getting things reopened has been tough. The list of places still off limits to the public includes some of the top sites, the White House, the Washington Monument, even the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, where people come to watch dollar bills being made. Local officials did convince the government to reopen Reagan National Airport, but it's only allowed to operate at about half its capacity.
It has been very difficult to market Washington, D.C. to the world under the current circumstances.
Bill Hanbury is president of the Washington Convention and Tourism Corporation. He says in the first weeks after September 11th, the city's hospitality industry lost $10 million a day. Business has picked up a little, but losses still run into the millions. Fall is usually the prime season. Congress is in session, and conventions bring lots of business. Couples and foreign visitors like to come for the good weather and the relaxed atmosphere. But Hanbury says he's frustrated by the messages coming from the federal government.
We continually get pronouncements and official statements and closures and other additional heightened states of awareness or alerts that damage us. Our nation's capital cannot be perceived as Fortress Washington.
City leaders were hoping the holidays would bring a needed boost. Tours of the White House Christmas decorations are a popular seasonal event. So they were dismayed when President Bush announced that the White House would not reopen for the Christmas tours. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer defended the security precautions.
No one wants to be in a position where the public is not welcome in the people's house. But I think the people are also the first to recognize that these are extraordinary times. Our nation is at war. There are people who would do damage if they could, and that this is a balancing that society is going through and protecting people's rights to open access with ongoing security concerns.
Officials did relent in one case. The Secret Service reversed an earlier decision and allowed the public to watch the lighting of the National Christmas Tree this week. It was the first time Mary Collier of Vienna, Virginia came to the ceremony. She'd also been hoping to see the White House this year.
This would have been the perfect year since I'm unemployed right now. So I have the time to go this year, and now I can't go because it's not open. So that's a little unfortunate, but I can understand.
The city will launch a media campaign after the holidays that they hope will bring Americans back to the nation's capital. Cynthia Johnston, NPR News, Washington.